Hi guys, welcome back. I know it's been a minute, it's been a long time I recorded, but I just felt led and strong that I should share this. So today I had an unusual day experience and I just thought to share with you all, so stay tuned. Good evening. Welcome back to my thoughts with AJ. I know it's been a long while I recorded and shared with you guys. So something interesting happened today. I'm just going to share how I started my day and how it's going with you guys. So I woke up this morning, and usually when I wake up, I have my devotion before I get out of bed. But today was different, right? I woke up this morning and I just got out of bed and went outside the porch. I had soaked some things in their bowl. So I just decided to wash them out of the bowl and then dry them. And while I was at it, I was thinking of what I had to do today. And I'm in my exams week, so I didn't go to work today. So I had to study, and I also had to produce juice for my business as well. And I had to go and braid my hair. I had to also pick up a dress that I have for an event tomorrow. Yes, so these are the things that I have to do today, or I had to do today. Okay, so I missed my devotion, all of that. I didn't say a prayer, nothing. And I went out, and then I started off with taking or washing the things out of the water. So I washed them out and I squeezed them and put it in the bucket. Then I poured the dirty water away, and then I went to the kitchen to like prep the things that I had to boil and all that. So I took the tea bag and took the pours, filled it with water, put it on the gas and all that. So I prepped those things for to start boiling, right? And I had like put the water on the gas, and then it was boiling and everything. So washed the buckets that was going to pour the stuff in. So I was done with prepping the things in the kitchen. So I came back to the porch and fetched clean water, poured it in the bowl to rewash the things before I dry them, and then before I go and dry them. So I fetched the clean water, put the things in the water, and then I came back inside the room, right? So when I came into the room, I was like, oh, I wasn't just going to pick up my stuff from the seamstress. So I had to call my other friends to tell them to send me their payment via Momo so that I can get that sorted out, you know, that out of the way, because the plan was to go to the seamstress's place at 12. So I came and I made the call to one of my friends, and I was speaking to her, and like, I think the purpose why I called her, we went off talking about something else, so it went on and on and on. So while talking to her, it hits me that, yo, like, I had a kettle on with water, and then I had a water boiling on the gas with tea bags in it. Okay, so I had stayed in the room for a while, you know, and the kettle doesn't shut down, you know. Usually when the kettle closes, when the water is hot, it automatically goes off. Because the kettle doesn't close, I have to automatically turn it off. So when I realized that, whoa, like, there was something on the fire, I rushed out, went to the kitchen, and the kettle water had dried up and was still boiling. This was like electricity boiling, and it has dried up, and the water, the ice, the tea bag on the gas had like really bored, that's like bored so much that it had even poured on like the stove. So I turned that off, I turned the kettle off, and then I was still on the phone with my friend, and I told her, oh, like, this is what happened. And she was like, oh, sorry. And so I just brushed it off and then continued with the conversation with her. So eventually I told her why I called her, that like she should send the money and everything. So she sent it, and then like we ended our conversation, all of that. And then I texted the other lady about the thing, you know. So after I was done with that, I went to continue with the washing. So I went to wash the stuff. Okay, no. So the tea bags and stuff had bought, I see had bought, so I poured it out of the pot into the bucket and all that. And then I placed another one on the fire, and then I went to wash my stuff. So after washing and all that, I was done washing, drying and all that. So I came back to the kitchen, and then I was one of the flavors I was going to do, I'm going to do this weekend, is cinnamon. So I have to blend the cinnamon a bit. So I came back from drying the things, and my hands were still wet. And I took off my slippers, which I usually do not do, and went into the kitchen to turn on the blender to blend the cinnamon. Immediately I turned it on, I got shocked. So I got shocked, rubbed my hands, and I felt uneasy. Like, so I just went back to where my slippers. So I didn't even turn it on again. So I turned it on and I left, right? So I got shocked, and then I came back inside the room. So when I came back inside the room, I was like, ah, this is unlike me. Like, why would I even wear, why wouldn't I wear slippers? So the kitchen talking less of even going to turn something on. So I thought of it for a while, and then I brushed it off. Then I came and I got caught up on my phone the whole time, posting like status and all that. So I was on my phone the whole time. So I was there for a while, and then eventually I was hungry. So I was like, so I started taking off my hair. So you know, I had plans of going to the saloon, but I had to unbraid my hair. So I wanted to like start unbraiding my hair, and I was hoping to finish before I even go to the saloon. So as I was on my phone and all that, I was still unbraiding my hair. My kid sister came, and she came to help me out. So while we were doing that, we all got tired. We were like, oh, we're hungry. So I went to the kitchen, because the whole time I was there, I was like, oh, I wanted to press spaghetti, right? So I took a break, I went to the kitchen, and then put spaghetti butter and then spaghetti on the fire. And I realized I didn't have oil, I didn't have a few things. So I was like, I asked her, and I realized that if I wanted to like prepare this spaghetti like the way I was prepared, it won't be ready right now. And I was really hungry, so was my kid's sister as well. So I placed the spaghetti on the fire, and then I came into the room and I told my sister to go and get the oil and then the onions and stuff, and also get kinky so we eat that first. And then so I came in, gave her the money, and then I forgot of myself and still sat in the hall, forgetting that I'd placed spaghetti on the fire. And she went to she went to get the kinky and everything. So I had a few things that I had washed out again that I needed to go and try, like the last batch of the things. So I went to dry those things. Came back, came take my bath. Still forgotten that there was spaghetti on the fire. Came take my bath, and then so my sister came back, brought the kinky, all of that, put it down, set it up. So I finished taking my bath. So I I was done taking my bath, and then I realized that there's something on the fire. So I went to the kitchen and I realized that so when I was coming back from drying the things, that was when I realized that this thing is burning. And then I went to turn it up, it had bent, the water had dried out of it and the under had bent and the thing had overcooked. So I turned it off. So that one too, like, I was worried about it for a bit, and then I just went about my way, came to take my bath eventually, and then I went to eat the kinky with my sister. So I finished that, and then, mind you, after I was done with the IC and everything, I placed bisab on the fire. So the first batch of the bisab had boiled, right? So I placed the second batch on the fire. So I placed the second batch of bisab on the fire, and then it was on the fire when I went to, like, take my bath, eat the kinky, all of that. So I finished, and then I came and I dressed up and everything, and the bisab was still on the fire and I totally forgot, and I left the house to go to the seamstress's place, and after that I didn't come back home. I came to the hairdresser's place and I got back, like, let's say 7 something. So I go back, and then I went to the kitchen and I saw that the gas wasn't on. So I tried turning it off to see, maybe somebody had turned it off, because my sister had left, my sister even left before me, you know, so there was nobody in the house. So I tried turning it off, thinking that, because when I came it was off, thinking that it was off. It wasn't off, it's just that the gas had finished. I was like, what? So this thing was on the whole time. So I was just sitting here, I was like, hey, how was I so forgetful today? Like, how did this whole thing, how did my day just go like this? Like, the worst could have happened, and like, the first one didn't teach me a lesson, and then the second one, and then the third one, like, how? So I just started praying. I was just like, God, thank you. And like, I was like, then I was trying to cast my mind, what happened differently today? What did I do differently today? And I realized that I woke up this morning out of bed without thanking God, without even having my devotion, without inviting the Holy Spirit into my space and taking control and going before me. I took all of that for granted and I just went about my day. You know, because constantly, like, I tend to think that so this is what hits me. So when I came inside the room, I didn't go to the kitchen first. I came into the room, and then I realized that as I went, when my sister went to get the stuff, the kinky and stuff, and the egg and the onions, she left the egg and the onions in the hall, right? So I saw, like, a black rubber in the hole. So I was like, I saw the thing. I was like, this girl, she's always forgetting things. Right? This is me trying to, like, point a hand as my sister that she's always forgetting things. Then let me go into the kitchen. That's when I was reminded that, this thing was on fire. Then it's like, the Holy Spirit was just telling me that, you are trying to tell somebody that she's always forgetting things. Look at you. Like, look at all the things you forgot today, you know. And this is what even brought me to even record this in the first place. I was just like, hey, like, who am I to point hands at anybody and judge them, and say, you are this or you are that, and why can't you use this simple thing, why can't you do it, why can't you easily remember, you know, thinking that I go about remembering and being able to do certain things because, and not realizing that it's by grace, you know, it's just by the promptings of the Holy Spirit, it's just he's just being there with me all the time. It's not because I'm like on it, no, but because he's just there, he knows, and I admit that I cannot do it, and invite him in, and he goes before me and always constantly reminds me, hey, you have to do this, hey, you forgot to do this, hey, check this, double check this, like all of that. Like I'm just humbled this evening. Like I'm like, God, I'm a mess. I'm a total mess without the Holy Spirit there, without even you being there, without even me knowing you, without even like having the idea of you. Like, yeah, for me, Neshi, because I can imagine the worst that could have happened today. I can imagine the worst that could have happened today. See, even in the midst of me not inviting him, I feel like he still like was there, you know, because trust you me that this thing wouldn't have finished. I'm just like, God, I'm just sharing this with you guys because I feel that, I think that we all need to know and we all need to not take advantage of the privileges that we have as children of God and the help of the Holy Spirit. It is real. It is real. And I just want to say this publicly, say that, Lord, I'm sorry, Holy Spirit, I'm sorry for not inviting you into my day and not continuing to go before me and taking your love and your presence for granted. Hey. So guys, that's my talk for today. That's how my day has been. And thank you so much, and do have a blessed day. And I hope you had a blessed day as well. Thank you for listening.